I had all my notes on love ready to go. I was so excited. Go over here if you don't mind. I can't believe this. 2 Timothy 1:7. All I was going to do was preach on power, sound mind, and love, and I can't get off of fear. So God must be wanting to say something. I heard Paulie saying something about fear too, and I want to thank you guys for doing what you did. Spoke out of the Holy Ghost. It was great. Amen. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Some of the stuff I'll do today will be review, but that's all right. Some of you may not have heard it. He has not given us a spirit of fear. Then fear has to have another origination. Where is it? Right out of hell itself. It's evil. Amen? It's evil. Now listen to the rest of it. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. I, as your pastor, make you a pledge. I will get to those three things. Maybe after the first of whatever year it is, I have no idea. But I'm over here still talking about fear. Amen? And now listen to this, and I gave this to you. Listen to the translation of that. God has not given you, say your name, God has not given a spirit of fear. How many of you know it's out there, though? All right, that's good. I'm glad you recognize that. But of power and of love, he has given you a mind that has been delivered, rescued, revived, salvaged, and protected, and brought you into a place of safety and security so that it is no longer affected by illogical, unfounded, absurd thoughts. Now, what I wrote down for myself was this. Say three S's. Yes. Sound, safe, and secure. There's my mind. Sound, safe, and secure. So, let's go over it real quick to Hebrews 10:23. Because what will take fear and beat it up is simply the promises of God. Paulie said it every day. We got to read Psalm 91. Well, we're going to do it again. Because what you're doing when you read scripture, Psalm 91 or any other scripture verse, you're telling fear, you're telling evil, this is where I live. So you can live in fear or not live in fear. It's one of the things I'll talk to you about a little bit today, and we'll probably get into it next week also. But listen to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Listen to what it says. This is the Amplified Version. So let us seize, hold fast, and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable and sure and faithful to his word. So listen to what this says. This is just another powerful scripture verse. It's over in Psalms, you don't have to turn, 12, 6, and 7. The words and promises of God are pure words. The words of men are never going to be pure. The promises of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in an earthen furnace, purified seven times over. You will keep them and preserve them, O Lord. So what is the word saying about God? He's never going to let you down. He's never going to let me down because his promises are yea and amen. It's simple and as plain as that. You and I, if how can I do this one? Boy, you and I have to be reacquainted every day with the precious word of God. When Jesus said in Matthew, seek first the kingdom of God. Boy, that said a lot. I heard Paulie mention if you have a 401k. And when he said that, it just went into my spirit. So I looked up a scripture verse, Philippians 4:19, and the Holy Ghost said, you have a 419 with a K at the end. And he said the K stands for the kingdom of God. Amen. He'll supply all your needs. Amen. How many of you know it'll go up and down in the natural, but Philippians 4:19 says he will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Boy, I got stuck in my spirit. When my wife and I were going to be in the Bronx for a period of time, and we had to find an apartment. Remember that, hon? We looked at an apartment in Mount Vernon with the railroad running through the backyard. Are you kidding me? With a small child in Mount Vernon, New York, and we couldn't find anything else. So we were about to say, well, let's put a deposit on this because it's not far from the church in the Bronx, and you know, we'll just make do. Then somebody gave us a phone call, remember that? And said, there's an apartment that's going to be vacated tomorrow, and I wanted to get to you before it went on the market. It was on a dead-end street, quiet. The guy next door to me worked for the Department of Public Works. And he says, hey, Paul, listen, your street's the first one we're going to plot because I live next door to you. So we had a beautiful apartment, and you could actually see the Hudson River and the George Washington Bridge. But I was willing with my wife to get an apartment in Mount Vernon, guess what, with a railroad running through the backyard. I like trains, but not in my backyard. But we were willing to do whatever necessary to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. I don't know why I was thinking this, but let me just throw it out to you. Every September, October, I would go with my dad to look at all the new cars. And my father always wore a hat. If he could not get into an automobile with his big hat on, he'd get out and he says, no, this car isn't for me. Cars were so big back then, he actually found one where he got in and he could sit there with his hat on. Most cars today, your hair hits the top of the roof. Amen? If I got in some of these cars, they'd have to get a crane to get me out. But he wouldn't buy one unless. But times have changed. See, and today there's so many changes going on that people want to change the word of God and say it's of no effect. I'm here to tell you, things may change around us. Our society, our culture may change, but the word of God will not, cannot change. You can be sure of that in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So let's just take a quick look at this. Amen. If you don't mind, let's look at five different words that we can find in Hebrews 10:23. Are you ready? First word in the Amplified is the word seize. Say seize. It means to take possession of. We have to take possession of the promises of God. That means we own them. They've already been bought with the precious blood of Jesus, so I want to take possession of them. Amen? If you've ever, how many paid your house off maybe already? Anybody? Good? Well, isn't it nice when you can take that mortgage? Remember we burned the mortgage in this place? Everybody got a copy of the mortgage, and we burned it, and we went outside and put it in a garbage pail. Amen? It's great to burn the mortgage because you're free from that piece of paper that had you bound every month. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. I'm pretty close to paying mine off. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I know Paulie, what, last year? Paid his mortgage off. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? See, your children will do better than you if you follow the principles of God's word. Both of my boys are much farther along than my wife and I were. Not just in personal things, but in spiritual things as well. Glory to God. Take possession of. We have to take possession of God's word. That means we've got to have ownership of the word of God. Anytime your mind is attacked, for instance, with fear, you and I must immediately, speak the promises of God back to whatever's coming. How many of you know if you leave your house and go away, you don't have to put fertilizer to grow weeds? They just grow. They've been in the garden, amen. If it wasn't in the garden, we wouldn't have weeds. But you got to do something to control the weeds. Now, me being a gadget person, I actually found something. I'm debating whether or not I should get it. But you plug it in, and you walk around, and it electrocutes the weeds. I'm going to get it and bring it in. You push a button, and it electrocutes the weeds. No digging them out. I told you about the one that looks like a tennis racket, and you electrocute bugs, remember? I had to have this thing. I got it. I'm swinging like this, and it's zit, 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 zit. But you got to be careful you don't hit somebody. Remember I told you some man was trying to, true story, trying to kill a fly in his house with this thing? And he got it near the stove, and it was a gas leak, and he blew half his house away. But the fly is dead. Get a hold of the word of God, seize it. Say, seize it. Here's another word here now. So let us seize. Now, here's the good one. Hold fast. That means to grip firmly. Don't let it go. Have you ever walked a small child? And what do they want to do if you're holding their hand? They want to run. Amen? How many of you have seen somebody walk a dog and a dog's walking them? I like those things where the thing just keeps going and going and going. I get one with about 3,000 feet on and say, bye, see you later. Don't let go of it. Say, don't let go of it. You read Psalms 91, don't let go of it. Don't just read, well, I read Psalm 91. Read it, put it in your spirit, and then let it come out of your what? Out of my mouth. Say, out of my mouth. Boy, I wrote a scripture verse down. Hang on. Yeah, I found it. Go over if you don't mind. Proverbs chapter 29. Can you do that real quick? Proverbs 29. That's why the word of God is just loaded. Proverbs 29. And look, if you don't mind, at verse 25, if you'd like to read it with me. I'm in the Amplified. The fear of man brings a snare. The fear of Proverbs 29, 25. The fear of what? Men bring what? A snare. There is more words that produce fear than I've ever seen in my entire lifetime, but I choose not to participate. Because the words of men will change as quickly as they speak them out of their mouth. But God's word is forever settled in heaven. See, that's what I'm going to grab a hold of. I'm going to grab hold of a sure thing. Amen? Say a sure thing. But listen to the next part of the verse. Wow. But whoever leans on, trusts in, and puts his confidence in the Lord is safe and set on high. That's a promise in the word of God. Some of you need to take that verse and claim it for yourself and for your family. Fear is looking for a place to roost, but it's not going to roost in my life or in my spirit. I'm going to speak to it and tell it has no place. You have no place. Say no place. No place. Not in my life. Amen. So let's go a little bit further, fair enough. Next word. Retain it without wavering. There is nothing that has changed about somebody called Satan or the devil. Nothing's changed about him. He started his plot to take over in the Garden of Eden. Because what did he do with Eve? We've talked about it so many times. He said to Eve, has God really said? So when you and I get bombarded in our mind with something, right away we say, wait a minute, that's contrary to what God's word said. So right then, listen, this is one of the things that hopefully I can get to today a little bit, but we have to learn how to uproot fear. One of the first things about uprooting fear is making right decisions. My decision is to believe the word of God over anything or anybody else. I've heard preachers say things to me. I say, well, that's not in the word of God. Well, that's what I learned. Well, I don't care what you learn. It's not in the word. You can't support it with the word, then I'm not going to grab a hold of it. I'm not going to compromise. I am not, and I will not compromise. I will not compromise. Listen, the month of October is the witches' month. They're praying against the church. They're praying against you and I as believers. Guess what? You better be shored up like you would taking extra vitamin C as the seasons change. You got to take the vitamin C Christ from the word of God and begin to double up on it and speak it out of your mouth. But what about people's opinions of me? I could care less what your opinion is or anybody else. The only opinion that matters is Christ's opinion of me and my opinion of him. He gave everything on the cross of Calvary. I'm going to give him back everything. I can't sell God short. Amen. Paul, he said about tithing and everything. We didn't have any money. We put a dollar in. Then we put a couple of dollars in. Before you know, we're giving more than I know the word says we can, and we still do. Far above why? Because he's blessed us and keeps on blessing us and keeps on blessing us, because if you sow with a pure heart, it's got to come back to you. If we put the word of God in our mouth and speak it out of our mouth by faith, it's going to come back to you. It's going to keep on coming back. It's never, ever, ever going to run dry. That woman in the Old Testament, the barrel of abundance never went dry. I don't know about you, but she put whatever she did, a cup or something, and got the meal out. And her neighbors started coming in, heard she had food. Hello. She had food, hello, in the midst of a drought, amen, 3.5 years, and it kept coming out. Where are you getting this stuff from? Well, I got an abundance barrel in my house. There's never a shortage. This book will take care of you in famine. It will take care of you when there's plenty. It never will run dry. If demons tremble at the sound of that name, I'm going to have that name coming out of my mouth every time I get a chance. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, you still believe that stuff? What other stuff is there? I have to stand before God personally and give an account of me. Not just as a person, but also as the office I hold. Whew. Whew. You and I both will stand before God someday. Oh. Glory to God, amen. Are you ready? Say, hold fast, don't let go. When a child you're walking with wants to take off on you, don't let go. Don't let go. Say it out loud. Don't let go. Hang on. Amen. Glory to God. Here's the next one. Retain without wavering. What happened? We read it last week with Peter. As soon as he saw the waves, what happened? Doubt. Remember doubt? Doubt is the lead man for fear. Doubt came in. And once doubt came in, what? Fear showed up. If we doubt, fear always shows up. But if you and I don't doubt, hello, doubt will kill the word of God, because doubt says, I don't know, God, that your word is true. It probably works for them, but it won't work for me. It always works for anybody who opens their mouth and says it by faith. You know the true story about the church got together. True story, it's cute, that they were going to pray because there was literally drought in their farmland. So the pastor called a fast and prayer Sunday night at church. Place was packed out. And a little girl comes with an umbrella, sits in the front row. And the pastor looks at her and said, oh, honey, why do you have an umbrella? She said, I thought we were here to pray for rain. When you give something, whether it's finances or love, you better prepare for what's going to come back to you. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. Another story I think of, I don't believe this one's true, but it comes into my spirit right now. But a man saw another fellow walking down the street, and he looked and he said, hey, you and I used to, well, we used to go to college together. They exchanged views and talked a little bit. And the guy who we met was a pauper. He was living on the streets. The other guy was a successful businessman. He said, what happened? Oh, I made some wrong decisions, bad decisions, and this is where it got me. Well, I'll tell you what. I own a big corporation. I'm going to give you my card. You go to this store and you go to this bank and you give them that card and they will give you anything you need. He wrote him a check out for like $1,000. So the man goes to the bank and he meets this other guy about a week later. He said, hey, what happened? I gave you that $1,000 and I gave you this card. You can get any clothes you need. He says, well, when I got to the bank and I saw the kind of people that were walking in there, and it was a guard there too. He gave me a dirty look. He said, I just couldn't go in. And here's what the man who has the money said. It's not about you. It's about the person that signed that check. That was my signature, and you can do whatever that signature and that check says. I'm going with you right now. They walked in. They looked at this other man. He got the $1,000. He says, now you go to that store and you get dressed up. He saw him a couple of months later. He looked so much different, dressed in fine clothes, got himself an apartment, and he says, look, if you're looking for a job, I'll give you one. Amen? It's not anything less than you and I have a life that was signed with the blood of Jesus, and you and I cannot let anybody take that away. My life has been signed with the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. I like Brother Ted Shuttlesworth. He's still singing songs about the blood. Amen? Don't ever stop, Brother Ted. Keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. Talk about the blood. Preach the blood. Amen? Can we give you a couple more? Well, this is good. To keep in mind without hesitating or doubting. See, there it is. Don't ever hesitate if God says go. Don't ever stop if God says go. Don't try to figure out how it's going to be accomplished through you or through me. I'm just telling you, if God says it, that's all I need, and I'm going to take on whatever God gives me, because it's not my talent, my ability, it's Him through me. Glory to God. Say glory to God. Say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. How many of you have never been into the warehouse? When we went to the town, they voted us down, I think, 7-0, 10-0. What? But God told me to do this. Because it was a 40,000 square foot building. They said, it's too big. We don't want a warehouse. So I said, now what do I do, God? So he said, you find out how tall you can make it. How tall, Paulie? 20 plus feet, 25 feet tall. All of a sudden, the 40 got squashed. You hear what I'm saying? Then they approved it. That's what you see out there, an approved building. But it gets better because when we put the shelving in, we're losing space. And then God put me in touch with a man. Hang on. Paulie operates this thing. It's a double reach forklift. I only thought forklifts go this way. This one has like a, what do you call it? A scissors that comes out. And the guy said, here's what you do. Instead of having an aisle, you go on both sides. He said, you go ahead and put two aisles together so they're two deep on each side. Guess what? The place doubled in size without making the building bigger. Now there's over 100,000 square feet of space. Glory to God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? God may give you something, may give me something, and it looks like everybody voted it down. But if God tells you to do it, his vote is the one that's going to count. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. I said he doesn't change. If God tells you to build something, God tells you to do something, that's because he's the architect and the builder like Abraham, and he's got a plan for you. He'll drop right out of heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. Get up here. Talk what's in your spirit, my brother. I can see something all over you. I can see something all over him. Go ahead.
The Lord is so good. He's just so good. And it's not about who I am. It's about who he is in me. It's about who he is in you. Let him in. Let him in. Let down your defenses and let God in, because the world is hurting. The world is hurting and they need us, because we have the truth. We have the truth.
Yes.
And it's in the book.
Yes.
It's in the book.
Hallelujah.
Open your eyes and read the word and let him give
Glory.
You the words to tell
Glory.
The people. He will tell you what to tell that person you don't know.
Hallelujah.
He will tell you so that they can be saved and they can live in heaven with us. He's coming very, very soon. It's no time to say,
no.
Do it tomorrow. Do it now.
Hallelujah.
He's ready to help you.
Yes.
Help them.
Yes.
The Lord is
Glory.
So good. He is so good. Get into the word. Keep on reading the same
Hallelujah.
Scripture.
Yeah.
Keep reading the same scripture
Yes.
until you get in revelation
Yes.
from our God.
Yes.
Because
Glory.
That's the life that's in the Word.
Yeah. There you go.
That's the life that's in the Ooh. Word. Ooh. We thank him. We thank him for wisdom. We thank him for
oh,
pastors.
Wow.
We thank him. We thank
Glory.
Him. We thank
Glory.
Him. We thank him, because guess what? He is all powerful. There is nobody
yeah.
like him.
Yeah.
He has enough strength to
yep.
protect each of your homes.
Yep.
He has enough strength to defeat fear.
Yes.
Even for the people that you deal with that are fearful.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to give him your life and let go everything, everything
yep.
else, and
yep.
put him first.
Yep. Yep.
Put him first.
Yep.
Put him first. It's
Hallelujah.
Only life. Choose life.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There you go. 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 Yes. 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 Glory. Glory. Come on, church. Come on, stand up and have a praise break. Come on, stand up and let's have a praise break.